Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome to episode 123 of Trusty Hogs. Catherine Bohart is filming. She's filming. We've replaced her. We don't want her here. She's got a bad energy.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I don't think you should be allowed to walk around with that redder hair in this country. That's for the Irish. That's for the Scottish. Not for England. It's Trusty Hogs with Helen Bauer and Alison Spittle.
Pew, 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 pew.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Too hot for TV. That's what I am. ITV2 specifically.
She's going to say what she's doing. ITV2. She's going to be on ITV2, the Lord's channel.
The Lord's channel.
I actually love ITV2.
Do you?
Have you been on ITV2?
No, I've never been on ITV2.
You didn't even do Hey Tracy.
No, I did not, but I've seen Hey Tracy.
No one's seen Hey Tracy.
Were you on Hey Tracy?
Yeah, I went on Hey Tracy.
You got very Hey Tracy energy.
Feels insulting.
No!
Wait, just to check. Okay. We're talking about the panel show.
With Donna Preston.
With Donna Preston, yes. And she is... Tracy, who's a robot from Wigan.
Yeah. Who's the other presenter?
Joel Dommett.
Oh my God.
Joel Dommett and Donna Preston. God. This is before The Masked Singer.
Right.
And you go on it, and the job is to make prank calls to find answers to questions that honestly, you know the answer to.
But who even answers their phone anymore?
Businesses. So they'll be like, you need to find out what cheese killed this person on this soap.
Okay.
And then you have to be like, what do you want to call a cheese shop, a soap magazine, or an actor from the north? Because it's like Coronation Street.
Soap magazine.
And then you'll be like, okay, yeah, but you obviously soap magazine. Mm. Yeah, obviously. But they're like, ITV2's are like, that's not funny enough. You've got to call a cheese shop.
Right.
So then you prank call, which is my what? I hate prank calling.
Have you ever pranked phone calls?
Yeah, when I was younger in the booth. Oh yeah, God, of course.
Yeah. Like, I had a second cousin that was babysitting me and she pranked a guy. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I was about 8. And she was like, do you want to come out for a fuck? And the guy was like,
wait, what?
And I was like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And this guy was like, yeah. He was like, and then she told him to go on, he lived a town away. And she told him to go outside the Tesco's and wait for her there. And then, he rang her and he's like, I'm outside the Tesco's, where are you? And then she had this big elaborate thing about pulling a tampon out of herself. And I'm like, hey, and she's like, improv and this. And it's like South Park. And I'm like, ah. Anyway, she's doing well.
Prank calls were, okay, we did call like a teenage sex line.
Oh, great.
I think it was my cousin Sophie.
Teenage sex line as in like what? Like we talking help with sex?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Or like, I'm pregnant, I don't know what to do.
Not like I'm a teenager and I want to have phone sex.
Yeah. I'm a teenager and I want to fuck. Can you help me with that? I just thought I'd call a little charity and just see if you can help me fucking. Because I'm not getting no action.
Yes.
No, but our pranks in Fleet were terrible. Like, I remember going to Ellie Salter's house once. Mm. And I have no idea why I thought this would be a good idea or funny.
Yes.
I called a local supermarket.
Yeah.
Probably a Waitrose, North East Hampshire. And I asked how many products they had in stock.
Just all products.
That was the prank.
Wow.
And then I was like, they were like, why? And I was like, it's for a school project. They went, oh, okay, we'll go find out.
Oh.
And then they told me and I went, thank you very much, and hung up. And we were like,
Oh my God.
But I hate prank calls.
I used to prank call Childline as a kid.
Like, I always wanted to do that, but I never had the guts because I was so sure it was linked to the police.
No, because like they can't hang up on you no matter what. So I would prank phone call them. I would be like, hello, I'm George Bush. And they'd be like, what?
George Bush?
I'd pretend. Well, 9/11 was big at the time. So,
yeah, no,
like,
it's still big now. Yeah. Yeah. It's not gone out of fashion, I'd say. Yeah.
It was quite the rage.
So 2001, let's say October, you've given it a month.
Yeah.
You were just prank calling Childline and saying it's George Bush.
But eventually it'd stay on long enough that I'd tell them about my actual problems.
Oh my god, okay, this isn't pranking, this is someone who's nervous.
Do you think so?
Yes!
Oh my god, do you think I was like role playing as George Bush? Before
that,
but
I think that's a trauma
response.
I'm being
bullied! This is my 9/11.
The Supreme Court ain't being nice to me. I went on a saddle ranch with Tony Blair. This is a real throwback.
That is.
Can this count as satirical if we're like...
Oh, this
20
is
years out of
Radio
date.
4 right now, baby. This is us.
I'm not Radio 4, I'm ITV2. Okay, so you have to
what
call
What do you
up.
Think you're this... spiritually most like channel-wise?
What's my you... channel like,
yeah,
buddy?
What is your channel?
Mm.
I'm going to try and think.
TLC.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's TLC,
cool.
Or it would have been E! Entertainment back in the day where it was Cribs and my Super Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Like that era.
I love that.
Like not actual music.
What you mean?
Like, when it wasn't music on E! Or, like, MTV, it was just sort of, like, shows
Jersey
about really
Shore.
Rich people.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey Shore was after my time.
Really?
I feel like I wasn't living at home anymore and I had no TV.
Right. What about, like, so are you talking about, like, the daughter of Tommy Hilfiger?
Who's the daughter of Tommy Hilfiger?
There was some reality series of the daughter of Tommy Hilfiger on MTV. I think it was like Poor Little Rich Girls or something like that.
No, but I would have loved that.
I watched
the Hulk Hogan family one.
Oh, fuck.
That was like the House of Hogan, was it called?
I think half of them are dead now, aren't
and
they?
No!
I think like...
Who? Brooke? Nick? Linda?
I think the son. I'm nearly
Nick
sure.
died?
I'll Google it if we could Google.
No, Andrew will check it, but this will be devastating. He'll be so young.
Nick Hogan is still alive.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Good.
And the show was Rich Girls, MTV's Rich Girls.
Thank you.
With Ali Hilfiger.
Who's dead?
Do you want to Google who's dead?
Can we have a list of everyone who's died since 2000?
Yeah, please.
Anyway, please watch Hey Tracy on ITV2. You make prank calls and you win prizes for what they referred to as a normal person, which is a non-celebrity. And celebrity
right.
was a real push. And they had...
But you're like paying rent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then so you have to win money for the normal person. So the normal person I was playing against, the team that I was playing against, she needed money. No, he needed money because his baby was about to be born and him and his partner had nothing and they needed to raise money for the baby.
Oh my
and then
God.
The team I was playing for was for a girl who wanted to go on holiday with her mates. And she won.
Oh, no.
How awful is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Holy moly.
Anyway, Catherine's going to be on ITV too.
Yes.
And Alison has limped.
I mean limped
into town to do this. What's happened?
My leg has changed colour. So I think that's bad.
But it's... All right, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's gone from white to red, but it's not sunburn.
No, it's not sunburn.
But it's not a bruise.
I think I broke my leg.
I think you've broken your leg.
I think I Googled it. I thought it was like a bone bruise. That's what I was told.
Wait, what's a bone bruise? That doesn't feel right.
It's a bruising of the bone.
Oh.
So what happened was I was supporting Josh Jones on tour.
Shout out, Josh Jones.
The train came to the platform and we were running down the stairs and it was beep, 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 beep. And I dived into the train. But I dived in the way a seal would dive onto land.
Yeah.
And I just flopped myself onto the floor, crushing my shin against the hard bit of the door. And then I'm like flopping my way forward more because
And what was Josh doing?
Standing over me.
Fucking men in comedy.
Men in comedy.
And just to check, did you have to seal flop? There was no other option.
What do you mean? Like,
I lost my balance. Yeah, okay, you lost your balance, but there's the trains from Reading to London are so regular.
Yeah.
There's no way there wasn't an option within 10 minutes.
I really wanted to watch The Traitors.
Okay.
I was like, I wanted to get home and watch The Traitors.
I get it.
Before any spoilers.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I had no choice. I had to break my leg.
But it was fine immediately. No.
No, it was really, really sore. Really sore. And then I got home. And then it kind of like wasn't that painful. But then this week I went to a wedding. And I went to Leicester. God. And I went to a sauna. And I feel at
Wait,
some
I
point,
saw you going to Leicester. You were in that queue at King's Cross.
Yeah,
on a broken leg.
Yeah. But I think I broke my leg in Leicester or something. Because the next morning I woke up in incredible pain. And then I thought I'd sleep. And then, yesterday, do you ever watch And Just Like That?
And what?
And Just Like That.
What the fuck's that?
It's the Sex and the City reboot.
Okay, no, but I've never watched Sex and the City. Because I just figure in my life at some point I'm going to get divorced and I'll need it.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a bit in Sex and the City where Sarah Jessica Parker's character pisses herself because she's destroyed her hip. And that nearly happened to me. That nearly happened.
Because I think when you have an injury, your hygiene just goes.
Oh, yeah.
You have no ability to wash or take care of yourself.
Oh, no, I hose myself down like a...
Like an animal.
Like an animal.
Like an elephant.
Yeah.
Like
an elephant.
Like there's gap year students just coming over and spraying you with buckets.
Marmite toast. And like pointing a hose towards
But you can't stand in the shower. And for me, our bathtub at home, you've got to get up and over into it.
Yeah.
And whenever I've hurt myself at home, like Sunil's not going to help me.
No.
And I refuse to use baby wipes because of the fatberg. I'm not adding to that.
My boyfriend is in Ireland as well.
No.
So I don't even have, he's coming home tomorrow. We're supposed to spend Valentine's Day in Croydon. And
Wait, what?
Well, like a romantic getaway.
Oh, no way. You booked a hotel in Croydon?
Yeah, the Premier Inn.
Shut the fuck up. Everything's Premier but the price.
Oh, I know. It's going to be wonderful.
That sounds so romantic.
Because my other flatmate has a girlfriend too. And I was like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? No. So we thought we'd go in a hotel. But now I don't know if I'm able to go. So I'm going to ruin...
You're not ruining anything if you're injured. If you're injured, we could also get you. You live so close to me. We could put you in a stretcher and get you down to mine, and me and Sunil can serve you too. We could be your waiters for the night.
That'd be wonderful.
I mean, I'm doing 99 that. Club, but I'll come after that. I must.
You must get Marks and Spencer's meal for two. Get me some what would you do?
See, this is what I want to talk to you about because I don't know. So you haven't gone to the hospital yet?
No, not yet. Because I want to do trusty hugs.
That's so sweet, but so fucked up.
I know. But I was thinking...
I pull this for random things.
I was thinking it'd be very hard for you to find a replacement, within...
I can talk by myself. It wouldn't have been good.
No.
But what are your favourite A&Es in London?
I've been to...
Well, for American listeners, ER.
ER.
Emergency rooms.
Is Winchester the place near Bognor Regis? Or is
what?
It... There's a place...
Winchester's in Hampshire.
Where on the coast... There's a Chester. Chichester.
Oh. Yeah.
I've been to that one. And that was a nice one.
What were you doing there?
My sister got her tit ripped off by a by archery.
Wait, we don't know if she's okay yet. Don't laugh yet, because I've done this before. Your sister had what happened to her tit?
It got ripped off. She had a piercing, and she wasn't wearing a bra, and she was doing archery, and she got a bit cocky. and it went straight across her chest. Like
yeah, you can laugh.
Yeah, you can laugh.
Wait, and, so she had a nipple piercing and then she pulled out a bow for the arrow and then
it whipped
hit
across her chest and it ripped out her tip.
We must remember to be careful if we're doing archery with nipple piercings.
And what was funny was the guy who was doing the archery was like, that's never happened before. In such a quick way that I was like, that definitely has happened
before.
That's happening
all the time. It's never happened before. I've never seen it.
So I'm like crawling along the ground looking for her piercing.
But did the nipple come off?
Yeah. Oh, no, she lifted up her top. It was like tit matter.
Oh,
she just had
no.
She had no nipple.
I'd be so gutted to lose a nipple.
I know.
Like, I'd rather break a leg than lose a nipple. Because I think that's just such a big thing. And sensitivity-wise.
And she's got incredible tits.
Oh,
like,
man. Probably, and they're still good. The girth is still there, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, yeah. She's got lovely. She's like a bee. But they're just lovely
but
shapes.
Really nice and up. Yeah. And like, my nipples are really weird.
My tits look like dog ears. Do you know what I mean?
Like, like just long and flat.
Yeah, and they just go.
Mine are like bulbous, but they are going south. But I've got really big nipples.
How big?
Like, to the point where from the age of 14,
yeah,
I cannot fathom how a baby could latch onto it.
Oh my God.
Like, what is up with this baby's mouth if it's able to cut? Because it's like, you know, when you grow up, you always think that the milk just comes out the middle.
Yes.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
I didn't notice.
It's a pad. It's a
sponge. Like a
shower. The milk
like a shower
comes
head.
Out of
the,
yeah, like a shower head.
Oh my God.
It's like expresses from so like it's several holes.
Wow.
Andrew's nodding, like, yes, I breastfeed regularly.
So your nipples, right?
If Lindsay Santoro's got a bit about this.
Lindsay
oh, yeah?
Santoro's.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it about
how it sprays?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Baby, for me, let's say nipple is like. Okay, so for the benefit of the listener, I'm going to say, not my palm, the top of this mug.
Well, let's do a biscuit. Is it like the size of a rich tea, a hobnob, a mini gem, or a jammy dodger?
It's not a mini gem. That'd be fucking mental. A mini gem's accessible for a baby. Yeah. Baby can suck on mini gem. It's like, okay, it's a.
Imagine if your nipples were really small. Like,
I've seen them.
Really?
I've seen people with like really reasonably size, like tiny nipples.
What do you mean reasonably size?
Like to the point where I'm like, yeah, baby can suck on that, no stress.
Yeah.
Mine's going to drown an infant.
Like, are you going to waterboard your own baby?
Right, imagine you're trying to drink out of a shower head.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's just going in your eyes. My baby's going to have ears full of milk.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. Or nature just covers you and like, I will just give birth to the biggest mouthed little girls ever.
Amazing.
They'll just come out like,
hello.
Hi. Mama. But they're going to have to full mouth latch onto me.
Oh, wow. They're not going to go.
No. But I've also never had it. Oh, I feel weird about the piercing thing.
Yeah. Well, I'd never realised how many people had. Like, we got a taxi to the A&E. And the guy
yeah,
was
you
like,
would, wouldn't you? That's not a get on a bus with
no,
a bleeding nipple.
No,
yeah.
No, no. And the dude is like, the dude who was driving us is like, I have 65 piercings. And he talked us
why is he telling you?
Because, like, she's bleeding out of her tit. And, like, it's a hard thing as well. Like, if you're getting a taxi and you're bleeding, you have to create a bit of a rapport.
I get it.
So that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
get done for soilage.
Being in a taxi going to the hospital, like, you know that they want to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to tell them.
But you know what I love is that my sister, like, because we had a bottomless brunch in the next day. We spent, like, 8 hours in Chichester, A&E. And they basically said, just add a bit antibiotics. We can't stitch it because it's just ripped in such a. The people in A&E were like, is this a laceration? We don't even know. Because a laceration means going inwards. This has come outwards. And they've never seen anything like it before. And then.
Well, they made quite an exciting day for them, I guess.
Oh, they were like, they were bringing in people.
Yeah,
like,
I bet
wow.
they would. I'd want you know? To see it.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be curious.
Basically, they'd be like, come here. And then someone would come pop their head over the curtain and go, and go straight back
oh,
out.
Oh, no!
So like,
but how was the A&E there? Was it like vending machines or was
so
there a cafe?
Not many vending machines, and as well as that, the charging, you know, your phone charging thing was hard. But we were put into several different waiting areas, including like a waiting area where I think people get chemo, and so they have these like chairs that are like has a remote control.
They have a chemo waiting ward with general people going into A&E.
Well,
that
we were
feels
in the bowels.
Really like immuno compromising danger, no?
But there was no one getting chemo there, but I presume it's one of those chairs that, like, it goes fully flat upwards
reclining.
And then recline.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to put any effort into getting yourself up. You could, like, it will slide you up like Wallace and Gromit. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love that today.
I want you to go to one down... around where we live. Well, the one that I mentioned earlier, I think has an M&S and two Costas.
Yeah, we're talking about like A&E's in London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I think, right, there's...
So if you're ever visiting...
So the one in like Central, like St. Thomas's.
Yeah.
I've only done an overnight there once with my friend Jazz when she fell on her face, but was so... She basically went for a piss in the middle of the street. Well, between two cars, she's got dignity.
Of course.
And she stood up, but fell, but she was too drunk to remember that you put your hands out. So she landed on her face.
Oh my God.
And she looked up at me and she went, "Have I bruised?" And she's like, "No tea." And I was like, "We're gonna, you know what? You're doing great." And the worst thing about that night is that everyone at the house party thought I punched her in the face.
Wow.
That's the rumor that went around the house party.
Wow.
I was like, "You fucking, I punched her in the
you
face."
Never, I don't feel that you'd ever punch anybody.
Like, that was that okay. I slapped Hannah Grant in year six.
Did you? Yeah.
And then immediately cried.
You cried?
Yeah.
Were you afraid that she was gonna hit you back and that's where you cried?
I couldn't believe I did it.
Why?
Because she's like one of my best, she still is one of my best friends. And I was so shocked. And
like an open hand.
Yeah.
I was so angry.
She's a lot shorter than me.
Yeah.
I was like, she basically, we had like in year six, you got to take it in turns to do register duty where you got the responsibility of taking the registers to all the classrooms at junior school.
Yeah.
And she did it on my turn because I was eating my lunch and she said, I think she said, "Oh, I didn't think you were going to do it, so I thought I'd do it for you," which sounds like a nice thing.
Yeah,
but you
does.
Have to understand in year six how fucked that was.
Okay.
And I was like, "What do you mean you did it for me?" And she was like, "Oh, I just did it for you, like just totally innocently, really nicely." And I took it as like the biggest attack and I went, you
and like you're in a
she
cult.
Immediately cried and went to the dinner lady and then I was crying like it was an absolute fucking nightmare.
How did the dinner lady sort this out?
I think the dinner lady was like, "Say sorry," and I was like, "Sorry." She had like a red mark on her face because it wasn't me.
God.
Like it was awful.
Oh my
and I
God.
Once threatened
you're like a barmaid
I once
out Carnation
threatened
Street.
A year three student, so they were like seven.
You once what?
And I was nine. She was 7 years old.
Oh,
I once
wow.
threatened a 7 year old.
Oh wow.
But like she was being really mean to my sister.
Oh wow.
She was being so mean. I didn't do anything to her, but I made it very clear that I could end her life. If I remember correctly. Like, and no. I was like, but I remember like playing the role of like I was like,
sister.
"I'm going to be the big sister. I'm going to do the big sister thing."
Oh, man. I used to do that too.
Really? Yeah. And just take it too far?
Well, yeah. Until one of
I think I threatened
one
her
of
life.
My friend's bullies was like, "Hit me." And I was like, "Well, I wasn't expecting this." And I think I just turned 18 as well. So I was like, you know, when you're legally trying to work out stuff. And I was like, "I can't hit this person." Or my friend.
You ever hit someone? Me and Sunil have fights.
Like play fights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We definitely get like push. It's not hitting, but it's pushing.
I wrestled my boyfriend's cousin for 20 minutes and like he beat me, but just not out of technique, but out of like I've very
speed.
Bad cardio.
Oh,
so I gassed
it.
Out.
Yeah.
And like a few of my boyfriend's other cousins are like, they're like PTs, like personal trainers.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And they were going,
I love that you translated personal trainer. Because I did give it a blank look for it. They're PTs. Peanut butter and toast.
They still talk about it. I'd love that.
I'd love peanut butter on. Do we have? No, we don't have any. No. It would also be bad for the audio, wouldn't it? Like,
and it would be
claggy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be quite claggy on the old gums, wouldn't it? Oh my God.
We do an episode where it's just us eating peanut butter on toast.
Well,
just talking.
I think it'll sound just as good as the episode where I was trying to get sick all the
don't,
time.
Don't, because like, if you talk,
I know,
really...
I know.
Please go back and listen to the episode of Alison and Poppy Hillstead.
Was it Poppy Hillstead?
It was.
That? Oh my God.
It was Poppy.
Oh, totally.
That's like,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Poppy are trying to set up our new podcast together. We haven't come up with a name for it properly yet.
But do you want to say the premise now or do you
premise?
Want to save it?
I know I can do it. The premise is, because I'm going to A&E, I brought myself a little magazine and it's That's Life.
Stop it.
Read the headlines. So we're going to do like a different magazine each time. And we're going to, do you know what else we're going to do? We're going to buy products from the back pages and then review them. We're going to do a Patreon of that. There's these twin premature orangutans called Double Trouble.
No!
That you can buy. And it's like, it says that the hair is hand placed. Like,
so they're dolls of premature orangutans.
Orangutans. Wearing little baby girls.
Oh, I want those.
Yeah, I think it's like, you can Google it. It's like 160 quid.
Oh, fuck, I just got robbed. Stuff. I can't afford that with my laptop.
But I'm thinking like...
Or could we take it out of the Trusty Hogs Patreon part?
Absolutely not, no.
No, that's fine. Okay. It's always worth asking.
It is. So like, we're gonna do that.
Do you want to hear some of these titles?
Please tell me.
Okay, so that's life. These are the trash magazines that we have in the UK that are genuinely life-changing. Mm-hmm. This is where like people first... Like, this is where you learn as a teenager about people who, like, were married to cars or fucked exhaust pipes.
Yeah, and... or, like, had the affairs with ghosts.
Yeah. It's always like... Yeah, like, I've been sleeping with my ex-husband's brother's ghost for 2 years now, and I'm bloody loving it. Like, stuff like that. And they get paid £50 a story.
I have a relative that insists that she was sexually assaulted by a ghost.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she was. I'd say, like, you know...
But it's so hard because you have to believe her.
I know.
And I think even with... I understand this because it's like, even if you don't believe in ghosts, you have to go along with it.
But you know what? Sometimes
what did the like? What was the like ghost?
She said it was a devil. The devil.
Oh, so this feels more religious than anything else.
It does, doesn't it? Actually, yeah.
What did the devil look like to her?
She didn't say. She said that she just felt a presence.
My mum's felt presence before.
Has she?
One of them was her dad.
Oh no! Yeah,
she was driving along and he came to say hello.
Well, it's good that he came to say hello and not try and fuck her or whatever. Yeah.
Could you imagine just driving along and my dad's dead? No.
So like, yeah, it's good. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get people to send in their real life stories
and discuss things like. Told I had a year to live, so I wed a Turkish toy boy on holiday.
Yeah. Legend.
My
else?
Wife tried to murder me 3 times.
I mean...
No. She seduced men, then paid them to kill me.
Wow.
That's on page 43. Wow. That's not even a headline story for them. That comes late.
Is that hard that I'm like, oh, good for her.
So you're going to
each... game.
Each week you and Poppy are going to discuss... Oh, look... They've got things like pictures of just like random dogs people have sent in.
Or they have things like, I don't know if it's this magazine, there's a few of them that are like, men say the funniest things. They're not the funniest things. It's often like, it's just like, evil husband tortured me with, oh no. Some of these can be quite.
That's the thing, it can get really dark.
Yeah. They're either like, I want a guinea pig in a raffle, or I was kidnapped.
I have like, such a clear memory of being a receptionist at the Harlington Centre in Fleet, on Fleet Road.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of these lying around from the ladies that did like the midweeks. And there was one story about a girl who was my age who got stabbed, okay, in the leg. And
whoa,
I was like, oh my God,
what?
Stabbed in the leg. A knife, I imagine.
Okay.
But she was like, the article wasn't about how she was stabbed. It was about how her favourite jeans got ruined with blood.
No,
but the happy
no way.
Ending at the end of it. But then my mum bought me a new pair from Tammy Girl. Everything works out for a reason.
Yeah, I'd get stabbed for a pair of jeans from Tammy Girl.
I could
definitely.
Never fit into Tammy Girl.
Really? No.
No, because I was too long. I was too long from day dot. Like,
are you Dorothy Perkins lady or what are you?
I was Dorothy Perkins at the age of 10.
Yeah.
Which is like, but isn't that heartbreaking?
I know. Like,
I couldn't just go to where everyone else is. Like, I had to get my school trousers from the women's business section at M&S.
Oh, my God.
I can hear you laughing. I can... If anyone didn't hear that, that was M. I was told to! Did that bring back a horrible memory for you? Everyone going to the school section and you're being taken to women's business.
Oh, my God. I always felt like plus size clothing is like, you either look like you work at a bookies or that you love flowers. There's not neither, you know what I mean? Or you just want to show off your shoulders all
yes.
the time.
Oh
those
my
shoulder
God.
Cutouts, what the fuck are they about?
It's
who
also when you don't have a woman's body to wear women's business trousers,
yes,
you look fucking stupid. And
do
then
you?
On top of that, everyone's like fashion at that point was dolly shoes. Like you couldn't wear proper shoes.
Why
you
dolly
had to wear
shoes?
like ballet pumps.
Oh yeah.
But like they saw them in every Primark. But I can't remember when I could fit into Primark because
yeah.
they stop at 8. UK 8, which isn't actually an 8, because that should be a 40, but they're actually 39.
What size shoe are you?
And they're, yeah, like 9.5 wide fit.
I'm an 8.
I think eight is the last size where life is easy.
Oh, definitely, because you get them all on the sale as well.
Yeah, nine and a half. Like I'm speciality.
You are speciality.
I'm in speciality shops and Doc Martens.
Yeah, and there's always shops like Long Tall Sally or whatever.
Which has gone
called.
Off the high street now, and it's only online.
Really?
Which is probably for the best.
Oh my! There used to be what was the name of that? The fat woman shop. That's like not Giacomo,
bon Marché.
The female equivalent. Is Bon Marché a fat woman shop?
Well, no, but
okay,
you know what I mean.
Spiritually,
like yeah, like in there they're bigger and it's loose. Like,
okay.
No, Bon Marché I think is a fat girl shop.
That's cool. No, I think it's like Every or something like that. It's now
Every,
online.
Yeah, Every and Simply Be.
Yeah, but it used to be a big shop of that in Oxford Street.
Yeah, they used downstairs from the Next.
Yeah,
yes, that's totally gone.
I know everything is gone now.
But that's because fat people should not be out and about, and I've been
absolutely.
Saying that for years.
Because
we do get injured.
We do.
We get just I mean, like case breaking in point. Bones.
Everywhere
we go. Oh no, I was. I really wanted the Dolly shoes that everyone else had, but I couldn't take. Even though I couldn't fit them, I refused to not wear the Primark ballet pumps.
To not wear them.
So I now think this is why I've got fucked up toes, because I squeezed myself into them.
Did you bind your own feet?
I think I bound.
Oh my god!
So like, my last three toes.
Yeah.
Are like this.
They just go in.
They're like facing, they're like trying to, like everyone is desperately trying to get with the big toe.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I swear part of that is me just like forcing my feet into shoes that didn't fit. Because wearing ladies' business trousers
and
then ladies' business shoes whilst trying to be fit and attractive when
absolutely.
You're a foot taller than everyone else and breathing through your mouth, it's so tricky.
Have you managed to not breathe through your mouth lately?
I think I did one bus journey in the last year where I got to the end and I was like, oh my God, I have my mouth shut.
Amazing.
I was like, oh my God, I think my mouth was shut that whole time.
I think I breathe through my mouth so much now because I get people commenting, going like, how does she breathe?
Yeah.
And once I Googled myself to see like, a tour
if your
gig.
Mouth was closed at
but her. Someone said like, do you know what he'd go like Alison Spittle boyfriend or
yeah.
Does Alison Spittle have a health problem? And I'm like, I think so.
What, Helen Bauer's diagnosis?
Yeah. And some guy emailed me.
Wait, do you have a deviated septum thing or do you just have like just weird respiratory stuff?
I just think I'm fat and I've asked.
No, I don't think fat opens your mouth, does it?
I think
if anything it would close it.
Would it?
I reckon so. It would like force your body to close up because it's like more fat around you, no?
Mate, I don't know. I just have respiratory problems.
I just cannot get air through there.
Through your nose?
Yeah. I never really have. Like, you look at pictures of me as a kid, I'm just like walking around, mouth wide open, just confused.
Open mouthed.
My dad doesn't breathe through his nose either.
Oh, maybe it's a biological thing.
I think it might be. I think that's what I got from him is like, oh my God, I think our guest is here.
Oh, amazing. Sorry.
Oh my God, amazing. Oh my God, should we bring her on? Let's continue diagnosing ourselves with stuff in the extras.
Absolutely.
I love you, Alison Spittle. Ooh. Please welcome the amazing Fatia El Ghori.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bohart and I'm going to the Soho Theatre in London for 2 weeks in March. Now, wouldn't it be convenient if they were back to back and I could just tell you the dates? Of course it would. They're not. The first one begins the week commencing the 4th of March and the second one, after a week's break, begins the week commencing the 18th of March. So, early March, late March, where will I be? Soho Theatre, my loves. And I'd love to see you there. The tickets I haven't sold necessarily as fast as I'd like them to. But listen, there are some available and I'll be there doing my goddamn best with my new show. That's the debut of my new show, so please come. I'd be thrilled to have you in the audience. The show is called Again With Feelings. And the earlier you buy your tickets at Soho, the less expensive they are. Thank you so much.
It's me, Helen Bauer, from Disney Hogs. I just want to say I'm doing my show one last time in the UK at the Earth in Hackney in London on March 2nd. It's a double bill with Olga Koch. You can see both of us. You can see one of us. Come for the whole night. You've got like a little break in between us to go get some food. It's going to be magical. It's going to be sexy. And I'd love to see you there. Thank you. Bonza, g'day, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both of us.
Yes, sorry. Australia.
We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Westin 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue. Woo-hoo! Isn't that so cute?
I'll
We're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up. Come pick
come
us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth...
Can a powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live
yeah.
to Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It felt really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I
bitches,
was like...
Bitches, get your tickets!
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australians!
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We both got it wrong.
See you there! No. Okay. Well, either way, sex yes. can be in general.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like one night stands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you like them? But like, I'd love to. Yeah.
They're not fun, right?
Yeah, they're not fun.
You just feel like
a
glove.
I've never done it, but I'm like you in that you need to know the person and fancy them.
Yes.
And all that shit. Like,
I think I'm more into sexual tension. Than actual
the
sex.
The chase, the thrill of the chase.
And they're like
because we're animals.
But I'm still very teenage with it. Like, I fucking love, like the electricity of, like, a thigh rub.
Oh, my God.
Like, the electricity of, like, over clothes touching.
I remember, like
is that really messed up?
No. I remember my boyfriend, when I first went to the cinema with him, it wasn't a date. We were going as friends. But our arms were touching here. And it felt like the whole side of my body was on fire. And I felt that if I put my arm away, I would die.
Yeah.
And
like, I you want to feel like you're half
there.
Into a stroke.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Like, it's
yes.
so sexy.
I want to feel in danger.
Like, what's the know? Best sex you have? Is it committed, don't like, married that relationship? Girl. Well, let's hear a fingering. Can we say that? Like, good, gentle fingering.
Oh, my God. No.
You just, like, you reminded me, I don't know what it is yet. Every time we're talking, I'm just, like, getting songs in my head. So, you know
oh,
that
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah.
Move closer.
Feel your body so close.
Wait, what's
until
that?
We feel like we're really making love.
That's not a song.
That is.
It is. It's by a woman called Phyllis Nelson. Let me tell you something, girl. Let me tell you. Honestly, the other night, I was a bit sad, and then it came on the TV. They did a whole thing about love songs, yeah, because it's Valentine's Day, innit?
And like, you were watching that when you were feeling
I
sad?
I was. At 3 a.m.
That's mental.
I'm telling you, bruv, me and my tea towel was raving up. I was like this in my front room. I thought that it was fun.
Ooh. Valentine's is hard. It's
makes it's so
sad.
Stressful. Just, you know, when we're recording this, we're pre-recording it, so it's Valentine's Day tomorrow as of us recording this right now. Mm. And like, I mean, I'm gigging. I'm just like, I'm skipping the whole thing.
I'm getting a sofa delivered. I'm
that's
happy.
Hot.
I know, right?
I'm probably going to be in A&E.
I hope you're in A&E tomorrow because then I'll come visit you.
Yeah, do.
Because I'm free in the day.
Also, like, if someone wants my hotel in Croydon, I'll give
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know how they...
I rented out
posthumously. Is that how you can use posthumously?
Because my boy, because like, I live with a flatmate, he's got a girlfriend, so I wanted like a romantic opportunity to let someone have the flat to themselves. Oh. And like, I could go to Croydon.
I know your flat, you know, I've been to it before, you lived there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You recorded the podcast.
I did, it was really fun.
But like, I wanted, yeah, but that's not probably not going to happen.
Tell us
but
more about the sofa.
Are you not doing anything with, are you not doing anything romantic?
Well,
romantic.
It depends.
Sorry,
on,
I like rolling my arms.
It depends. Romantic.
It depends on whether my leg is broken or not. Like if it's. If
but you can still do something in hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You've got a partner. Wait.
I do.
So just tell them to come dressed as a doctor and give it all. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Time to get struck off.
This is it.
That is such a good idea. And also the NHS are in trouble right now. Another doctor would be good, if anything.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Just have another one running around.
He took an oath. But like, yeah, I don't know. I should maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll surprise you anyway. They're not going to let you suffer when they hear you might have broken your leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely.
I'm sorry you can't have your romantic night in Croydon.
I know. I imagine, like, I was like trying to plan romance in Croydon. Feels like an oxymoron.
Watch a romantic film together, just we like, could, yeah. And then like, you're not like interfering with your flatmate's day. You're just in your bedroom,
yeah.
And just put on like the set. Like, what's a sexy film? I mean, I just watched two very upsetting films. Have you seen Dream Scenario?
No.
Nicolas Cage? It's the best premise for a film I've seen in ages. The idea is that he appears in loads of people's dreams, like collective, like conscious or whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's in everyone's dreams. But there's one scene in it where he's having sex. He's a middle-aged man. And he half comes. He farts. And he finishes coming. And the acting is incredible.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. He goes... and his, you believe it.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's so funny.
Oh my God.
I've never had that happen, but like.
No. But like.
You never know.
What's the most romantic film you've ever seen?
The one that I've been turned on during the most.
Yeah.
As far as this was like teenage years was 300.
300?
Yeah. That's with Gerard Butler.
Yeah, because they just Vikings got their tops off.
Yeah, and I was next to a boy from school and I was like giving him a hand job.
Were you?
Yeah.
Could you not demonstrate that on me?
I was up here. Hand was up. I'm not demonstrating for the benefit of the listener. But that one. And then once I went to the cinema with someone I really, really fancied. Uh-huh. See Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge.
It's a cartoon. Yeah. There were no kids in it.
As well,
shut your fucking face.
There is. It's really good.
What's the premise of it? Do you remember?
The turtle takes the lead in it. I'm telling you now.
The turtle takes the lead in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the main character. I don't know. Yeah, some shit like that.
I loved Over the Hedge. I thought it was really fun.
It was all right. The graphics were a bit shit, innit?
It's not DreamWorks, is it?
No, like, exactly. You
got to
tell.
Give a break. Yeah. Favourite animation? Go.
I think my favourite. Well, do you want me to tell you a romantic one? Is this coming out after?
This is coming out after. This is coming out in like 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah. So should we do a romantic one? So
go
that people
on.
Can think back to tomorrow and
posthumously
and cry
and
be like, oh, we're not the only sad dickheads.
100%.
These three are sad as well.
No we're actually, Alison, Fatty and Helen are all thriving, if anyone asks you. We're all doing really well and we're actually in committed, loving, long term. Actually, Alison is. And we've got four fully working limbs and none of us have ever sealed ourselves onto a train. That's still fucking stupid.
I know. Still got a boyfriend.
What happened? Was it a train or a tube?
Train.
Was you going to miss it?
And I flopped myself.
No, but it's Reading to London. There's so many trains. Like, it wouldn't have been like, it wasn't like last chance.
I know, but like.
Traitors.
Traitors. Yeah. I wonder what traitors. Tell me about your romantic film.
Oh, romantic film. So my favourite is The Wedding Singer.
Oh, that is a lovely film. Yeah.
You know, I've never seen it. Is that Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore?
No. Yes. I've seen the musical of it and it's absolutely shite.
No.
My sister was in it. Yeah.
Your sister was in it?
It was a school production.
Oh, that's okay.
I was about to go in ham and then I thought, no, okay. You said sister.
But like, no, it's not good. But the film is great.
It's really good. I know nearly all of it word by word. I know all the songs. I've got all the soundtrack on my... I got it all on my Spotify. Yeah, it's so nice.
They have a good chemistry, Drew Barrymore.
They do.
But I feel
like they should have stopped at that film, though, because they made other films.
50 First Dates.
Yeah, no.
I liked 50 First Dates.
I watched it. I liked it.
Because he's friends with the animals.
Yeah. I love Adam Sandler films. Adam Sandler films seem to remind me of like being on school tour a lot, you know, when it rains and they put on an Adam Sandler film.
What the fuck? We didn't get Adam Sandler films at school.
No. What did you get?
We watched on a school trip to Poland.
Mm.
We watched The Pianist, Schindler's List, and Miss Congeniality.
What a barrel of laughs!
Yeah, it was a crazy bus. Wow. It was a cray cray bus. Yeah, wow. No, it was intense. Miss Congeniality was really welcome. Actually, we really needed it after that.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
No, we had once actually. My English teacher allowed us to bring in videos of what we wanted to watch, and my friend at school. He brought in, Jesus, this leg is really breaking my brain. But he brought in a video of wrestlers, and then these two women wrestlers started kissing in it. And then the English teacher switched it off and he got detention.
No!
Yeah!
Just for that?
Yeah, just for that.
That's how afraid they are of the queer community in Ireland.
I know.
Turn it off.
I know.
They'll be encouraged. They're learning it. Just to check, did all the boys have their hands and their dicks at that moment?
No.
Okay, romantic films, Wedding Singer. I'd say The Holiday is so romantic.
Who's romantic in that?
All of the storylines.
Jude Law's
these
character.
Four people finding love. Kate Winslet tries to kill herself at the beginning and then she meets Jack Black.
There's no better beginning to any romantic comedy than trying to kill yourself.
With gassing yourself in an oven. it's a weird start.
No, yeah.
What else is really romantic? Oh my God.
This Hitch. I love Hitch.
No, that's not. Isn't that about so like good. A player teaching women?
No. See, you got it wrong. No.
Wow. How is Hitch romantic to you? And I'll tell you why I think it's not romantic.
Because everyone, right? So everyone deserves love and everyone has someone out there for them, right? But some people are not ready. Yeah. So for example, they're not good dancers.
Well, you need to be a good dancer.
I'm just making an example of the film. I don't know, like sometimes people do mad shit in it. Like they'll turn up to a date dressed all in white. I'm like, are you a barber? What the fuck is going
on?
Are
you a barber?
Yeah, you know barbers? They wear, okay, not a barber, I meant butcher. You know they wear those
Are you a barber?
I meant butcher.
Yeah, yeah, of course you did.
Because
they
wear those white things.
Yeah.
With blood on them.
Yeah. So, you know. So, yeah, and then he teaches them. He's like, okay, this is what, if you behave like, it's not Andrew Tatey stuff. It's not that. It's like,
it feels
more
like
confident.
The precursor
no,
to Andrew Tatey.
No, it's not, honestly. He's like, this is how you be romantic with a lady. This is how you treat a lady. Because some people don't have examples. That's why there's so many trash people out there, because they don't have good examples to learn from. Yes.
So you think if Will Smith had met everyone, we'd live in a better world?
For sure.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, you could slap up the pricks.
Yeah, a lot more people would be slapping each other.
For me, Hitch is a story about the game. The idea that like guys need to be taught how to pick up women using tricks.
Oh, they don't. Well,
like being like, you're a fucking bitch, and her being like,
no, like, that's negging.
God, I'm such a fucking fugly slut. I guess I'll knosh you off now.
No, like, no. I tell you what is like that crazy stupid love. That is like that.
That is a mad film.
I've never seen it.
So many people love it. So
but it hasn't aged well. It really hasn't aged
Who's
well.
Who's in it?
Steve Carell, Julianne Moore.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's a mad cast.
That's that.
Emma Stone. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's very good, though.
She is. Oh, my gosh.
She's very good.
Superbad. That's a really romantic film.
That is a romantic film.
That's a hipster bullshit film.
Because...
No.
How is that? It's a bullshit film.
It's got that guy, Michael
Cera.
Bruv. No thanks.
Okay.
He's really nice.
He's really nice.
He doesn't fuck the lady when she's really drunk. I know. And I thought, that's how low the bar is for me. He doesn't rape someone, and I'm like, yes.
He's a romantic king.
What a king.
Is Jonah Hill also in it?
No,
I don't like that film, no.
I like it because I remember watching that scene when I was younger. You know when he gets perioded on?
Yes.
At a dance.
She grinds up
against his leg. Do you remember when that was like the sexiest dance? Yes. Like rub up and down a thigh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like then... you're a dog with worms. Like
yes! Like, yeah. I think that might be my favourite move though. And then she periods out from under her skirt onto his leg.
I love that you were going out from and I'm like, there's only one place. The vagina.
Well, you could period onto your knickers and then have a transfer from the knickers, no?
Like a stamp.
like, let's say you period into your knickers and it stays wet down there and then you've got a wet stamp for the rest of the day.
And then
you're just marking your territory in every class you go into. Math, science, English, geography.
Like, A plus.
Helen Bauer's been here. Because that was the early days. That was like when that came out, none of us had figured out period products yet.
No.
Like
it was great.
Oh, that was... Do you remember those first couple of years of your period where it's just a Wild West?
Oh, big time.
Like, you've got no idea when it's starting.
But I have that now. Like, in my 20s, you still can't
tell when it's going to start?
No, because I went on hormonal what did it call? Yeah. And it,
supplements?
And it just, my cycle got all fecked up, so I just don't
So you
know.
Can't even track it?
No.
But
no.
can you feel it? Like your brain going like...
Oh yeah, like if I cry at Britain's Got Talent, then I know I'm getting my period the next day.
I totally get it.
Do you know what I mean?
I get angry now as well.
I get angry too.
I used to just be sad and now I've started like lashing out.
Oh, lovely.
I took food from Sunil's mouth basically. Like he was trying to eat something and I went,
What kind of food?
Potato waffle. Just because I didn't think he deserved it. And he did nothing wrong.
Oh, wow.
It's bad, isn't it?
No.
I've done that when I wasn't on my period. I done it to a woman in the shop.
People...
No. A woman in the shop?
Yeah, because I said I wanted a flake. And then she... There was the last one. And then I went to get it and she picked it up. She was before me and I said, oh, let me have it. Please, I'm
bad. No, wait, you can't. You can't do that. If there's one chocolate bar of a flake left and you want it and someone else picks it up before you, you can't then say, no, I want it.
I said, please. I said, please, I'm pregnant. And then she was like...
You're not pregnant.
I know, but I just said that to make her feel sad. And then she said, no. And I said, okay. And then she brought it. And then when she opened it, I dived in.
That's psychopath
like
behaviour.
Like a seagull. Yeah. Fatty the seagull.
I know, I wouldn't do it now. But
how long ago was this?
Oh, like maybe 15 years ago.
Wow. Then I'm not judging. I used to eat off plates when I was a waitress.
What did you?
Yeah, my like going used to do that. Back to like the back of house.
Oh, wow.
Like... When I was working at the National Theatre.
What kind of food?
I was like, I was just broke,
is
right?
Is it chips?
No. Like chips obviously like, were super easy. But like...
Mashed potato.
It was... Basically, there was a good... It feels like a year, but it was probably 3 months when we sold macaroni and cheese on this counter.
Yeah.
And it was like... It was sort of like a cafeteria sort of style counter. And the macaroni and cheese came in their own dishes. And it was... So cheesy, so oily. It was. I cannot describe how good it was. Like,
yeah.
I'm literally, my mouth is like a tsunami right now.
What? You're thinking of those leftovers.
And like, we'd serve it to like the theatre people who in general were very old women. And you know how people just lose their appetites? So I'd like be serving like the oldest women ever being like, she's not finishing this. And then I'd switch to be on table duty. So I'd clear all the tables and if there was anything left, I'd have a new fork and just fucking scoop it into my mouth.
Wow.
And one person saw me once. They went, that's disgusting. And I was like, oh, I'm starving. But it was so, I couldn't stop myself.
Yeah.
It's hot cheese and pasta, which is the best combination.
No. It's like it, yeah.
It's insane.
You were saving the environment.
I would do it off like,
these are strangers' plates.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it off strangers' plates.
No, but these are theatre goers.
Well, what does that mean?
I think that there's a certain level of hygiene that comes with the
theatre. Wow. Oh, right. So
there is.
What? Posh cultured saliva.
I wouldn't have done it at like a theme park. Because people like me go to theme parks. I wouldn't get close to that. Like, I'm half in the mouth, half out, like, nose
dripping.
You
don't know what these old, like, rich women are like. They could gob full on it.
No.
They could just stop themselves from eating.
They could be, like, dribbling and eating.
They all smelt like Chanel. I don't know why I did that.
They could, like...
Yeah, exactly.
No, they definitely, they showered, they talked.
We have a saying in Morocco. We say sometimes you get people... when people are dirty but they try to look clean, we say it's like putting makeup over bogeys. You know when someone's nose is running?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that in the language.
We say lakar, lakar, which is lipstick, lakar fokal khununa on top of
bogey. Lakar fokal khununa.
Yeah!
Lakar fokal khununa.
You have been indicted. Is it indicted?
Indoctrinated.
No, no, not that.
Initiated, inaugurated.
That's it, inaugurated.
Thank you, Andrew, inaugurated. Yeah. What's the one I said?
Indoctrinated. That's what they, you know, like, that's grooming.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, no.
Have you ever been to Morocco, Ellen?
Yeah.
I've been to Morocco too.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I spent a month there.
Wow.
I filmed a TV show. Like,
you did not film a TV show in Morocco?
In Ireland.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, we went to, like, went to Marrakesh, yep. Fez. What's the name of the capital again?
Rabat.
Yeah. Rabat.
Yeah,
Rabat. Rabat
is the. Could you get that wrong? And put me in that.
No, I get confused.
Algiers. It's no, not Algiers because that's in Algeria.
Yeah.
Tangiers.
Yes.
And what's the name of that blue place?
Chefchaouen.
Chefchaouen.
The blue pearl.
Wait, yeah, what do you mean the blue place?
There's a big blue village.
It's called the Pearl.
It's
the
gorgeous. Blue pearl.
It's on a mountain. It's so cool.
Oh, like the Atlas Mountains.
Yeah. Yes. I spent a night on the Atlas Mountains, and yeah, you could only get to the place by a donkey. So we went on a donkey.
Stop.
And I went up a mountain, and they had to get the biggest donkey for me. They were like, they were having a conversation. They were like,
that's the worst thing of traveling as a fat person, when there's a portion where it's like, get on this animal, and like you're looking at all the camels or whatever, and you're like, I'll take that one, fucking hell, no way I'm fit on that.
Yeah, I'll take the camel with scaffolding around it, where it's been like, it's
I'll take the camel with knee implants.
Yeah.
The one that's really, like, it's been built up for this.
But, like, we went to the Atlas Mountains. We had, like, mint tea. And a lady did a carpet. She weaved a carpet. Mm. And we paid her. She was only asking for, like, 25 quid. And it's a handmade carpet.
Wow.
So we, like,
gave her more.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
nice. Well, it's just like, if someone does a handmade thing.
What was the TV show for? Was it, like,
it was
a travel
called
show?
Celebrity Globetrotters. And it's an Irish TV show. I went with Dana, who won Eurovision.
Amazing.
Who ran for the Irish presidency. A guy called David Norris.
Did she get it?
No, she did not.
Oh, no. I would know, I think. Yeah.
David Norris, he sued Ireland to make gay... I was going to say gay stuff. gay stuff.
To make gay stuff.
To make homosexuality legalised.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
a champ.
Amazing.
He used to run an underground... used to run an underground gay disco in the 70s, and he reads a lot of Joyce. He's not into pop culture, and he refused Freddie Mercury from the door, and then like all these Irish people, no, you need to let him in.
Wow.
He's like, I don't know this man, because he had to keep it because it was illegal at the time, so he had to be like very careful.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's amazing. A guy called a guy on Crystal Swing. Do you remember Crystal Swing?
No.
They were on the Ellen Show. They had a
it's
song
too
called
Irish for
It Is Too Irish. An Olympian called David Gillick, and a woman that's married to Shane McGowan.
What so a that was great the, month yeah. and a great group.
It was great.
I'd love to go to Morocco. Where's the best place, do you think, for a tourist to visit in Morocco?
I'd say Fez
or
Marrakesh.
I went Marrakesh.
But it depends on what you're looking for. I don't like the big cities. Yeah, then, I mean, anywhere, because there's good food everywhere.
The Riyadhs are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the whole concept of, like, the accommodation in Morocco is so beautiful.
Mm.
They got incredible places that you can stay in, and it's so great.
Yeah.
We were, like, budget traveling.
We went to McDonald's in Morocco, and we got, like, a Macarabia. You ever had that? It's like a lamb patty in like a pita bread.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was absolutely great, mate. I love going to McDonald's in different countries and seeing like what they do.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so different.
Yeah.
Moroccan food was amazing, but I feel like me and my friend just scratched the surface because like all we knew before we went was like tagine,
and the
mint tea.
Yeah.
But like, I want to go now and be like, okay, what's the other stuff? Because it's not just
oranges with cinnamon and bits of mint on it. Is
what?
Amazing. For breakfast, like, what did you have for breakfast in Morocco? You can have
I don't
soup.
Remember. We went when I was like, I think I was 19 with my friend Sophia Ward. And we did do like a day trip to the Atlas Mountains.
Yeah.
But we went on a day where like, I still don't know if this is true or not, or whether it was just a prank or whether we nearly got killed.
Yeah.
They were like people with goat faces.
What?
They'd like skinned a goat.
And put it on their face.
And they'd put it over their face. Mm. And in the nighttime, they ran around the mountains for some sort of like celebration.
It might have been the new year, maybe.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah,
maybe. It was very frightening.
Do you remember what time you remember what time of year? I know.
Absolutely no idea.
It's lunar anyway, so.
Oh, okay. No idea, but it was magical. And then we went on like a little walk. I want to go to Fez because that's where
Fez is great. Fez is really pretty. Or I like when like the
Casablanca.
No, I won't go.
I went there. But yeah, people say it's shit because it looks like Birmingham.
Yeah,
it looks like.
Excuse me.
Do you both have tickets to sell in Birmingham for tours? Like, you freaking idiot.
Are you mad?
It does look like Birmingham.
What do they have? A really big
Selfridges?
It's really big.
No, it's like big
Selfridges and the ball ring.
It's a bit like Central London kind. It's not really.
It's any it's city touristic. In the world.
Yeah, it could be any city in the world.
I've been to Ceuta. Is that in Morocco? Ceuta.
That is in Morocco, but it's a Spanish enclave.
Yeah.
So it's still owned by, it's still ruled by the Spanish. So if I was to go there, I can go in there, but my cousins can't.
Why can't your cousins?
Because they've got Moroccan passports.
That's crazy. So you
can't. Even though it's in their country.
Mm-hmm. It's all bordered off.
There's fuck like, the Spanish, yeah. Am I right? Can I say it? That was my favourite thing about going to Mexico, is going to the museums and not feeling guilty for being English or German. I was just walking around being like, God, the fucking Spanish are fucking pricks, aren't they? Fucking shame on the Spanish, am I right? It felt so good.
But it's crazy if you go to any European city and they got like gilded gold and you're like, wow, this is so beautiful. And then there's always colonisation.
Yeah.
The money for it. Do you know what I mean? You're like, wow.
Where's gold from? Doesn't that just grow every? Not grow everywhere. I know it doesn't grow. I know it doesn't. No, it's in the. It's a stone. Wait, what
it's
is gold?
Mineral, isn't it?
Is it mineral? Is it metal? It's an element. It's on the periodic table.
Yeah.
AU.
Yes, that's it.
I'm just saying everything I know about gold right now.
The periodic table. I just want to say my initials are FE, and that is iron.
Ooh. Check see what AS is.
I think it's arsenic.
H is it?
Oh my god.
I'm poisonous, baby.
If you're arsenic, HB.
HB. Yeah, you're a pencil. That's what you are.
I don't think HB. I know
HB's blood count, I think, or hemoglobin. But
yeah, hemoglobin, that's all I've got.
Yeah,
baby.
Hemoglobin, is that an element on the periodic table?
No.
It's your blood. It's your red blood cells.
Oh, that's good. I've got lots of that.
Is it just blood or red blood?
I don't know.
Is this a fucking science lesson?
Is this the thickest group of women ever discussing the thick? Should we solve a listener problem? Because I feel like we're on a roll right now. So
oh,
we
do
could
have
actually
listener
spread
problems in
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, let's have it.
I like
your nails, by the way. They're gorgeous.
Thank you.
I really love them.
I also love that you clearly went to get your nails done instead of going to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, because we're telling you about my sister going to A&E, and they offered her, they gave her, my sister got her tit ripped off in archery.
Nipple.
Archery?
Yeah. Don't, if you got a piercing, don't do archery. Yeah, you see? But they offered her antibiotics, right? And the next day we were going to a bottomless brunch and we were getting free alcohol at it. And my sister was like, look, Alison, I'm going to be sensible about this, right? I'm not going to take the antibiotics until Monday. She was like, so she got fully drunk. And she would rather lose a tit than
waste a bottomless brunch.
Yeah,
a
were they able to save her?
Yeah. It just looks a bit gnarly. Oh. That's it.
Like, shit, that must have been so painful.
It was.
But what an anecdote.
I know. Yeah. And we got so much free drink the next day because people were like, how's your day? And she like lifted up her tit.
Oh, she was just showing people.
Oh, she was showing her tit so much.
You would have to.
And then other people were like, I got that too. And they got a nipple piercing. So many nipple piercings.
I think that should be like the message of this episode. Like, if you do have a nipple piercing, no archery.
Yeah.
Or anything involving like that sort of movement across
your
nipple.
Know your limits.
What sports are safe for you? Go swimming, I'd say.
I don't know why I've worn a hat for this whole thing.
I really like it on you.
I don't know why I've worn a hijab, like.
Because you're Muslim.
Oh my God.
Let's do a listener problem.
Okay.
And let's like to apologise in advance to this listener. Catherine isn't here, so you're going to get none of that normal advice from Catherine.
I'll be normal.
But you're not normal.
I am normal.
You're different. You ate a flake out of a woman's mouth like a seagull. That's not normal.
Would you take advice from that woman?
Do you think you're a normal woman? You're different. You're not normal. I can't be the first one that's told you this.
I didn't take it out of her hand, her mouth. I took it out of her hand. She opened it and then before she bited it, I jumped in.
Yeah, like a seagull.
Yeah.
That's not...
I love her.
That's yeah, but Catherine wouldn't do that.
No. Yeah.
Okay, let me put my adult head on.
Okay.
Okay.
Fatty's got her adult head on. Let's do this.
Dear Hugs, I really want a flake. Yeah.
Just grab it.
What kind of advice giver are you, Fatty?
I'm very sensible. Mm-hmm. And I look at all angles. You're going to be shocked.
Okay. I do believe
you're gonna be
it.
Like, this bitch is smart. You're going to be like, wow.
We actually need this. This would be amazing.
Check it.
I don't think... Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, this is from R.
Hi, R. You have to say hi, R.
Hi, R.
Hi, R.
Hi, R.
Hi, R.
It sounds like we're fucking Cilla Black, innit? Hiya.
Hiya.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
She genuinely was a very bad singer.
Oh, my God. One of my favourite Cilla Black songs, I'm sorry, this is a digression.
Go for
is,
it.
Yeah.
It's not originally her song. It's originally a Dionne Warwick song. And I learned this from that thing I was dancing to on the Friday
night.
Oh,
yeah.
You had a big night. But, you did, and your tea towel.
Bruv, you don't understand. I was proper like... Anyway, she sung a song called "Anyone Who Ever Had a Heart Would Tell Me In Their Arms and Love Me Too." So why don't you? Sorry, I just ruined that last bit.
No.
But yeah, that's one of my favorite Cilla Black songs.
I bet you're like, "Anyone Who Had a Heart." It's like, yeah,
it's so good.
She sings that. Like,
"Love You Too." She sings that when?
My granny.
Your granny sings
my
that?
Granny. My granny, like, will often... No. She like...
Me and her would get on, I think.
I don't know. She causes, like, if there's a row, she'll just sing over you until you stop talking. She'll just keep singing until you're quiet about stuff.
What about any song? Like, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it would depend. Like, sometimes, like, once my aunt brought up that she felt that... my granny wasn't as loving as her. So she was like, my dad showed more affection than you. And then she kept singing, "Daddy's girl, you're the center of daddy's world." And she sang that for like 10 minutes until she stopped. So yeah, she's great. But like,
I really like that. I might try that next time my sister's like being a musical. A dick.
Yeah.
Just sing over it.
Yeah. Sister.
Sometimes it's theme tunes. It doesn't
absolutely
really matter.
Yeah.
Either way.
My favourite's Alfie.
Favourite Cilla Black. Yeah. Oh. I didn't know that. Okay, I don't know her discography. I know surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
But I'll look into it, Andrew, I swear.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is from R, this problem.
Hiya.
R says, "I have a problem. I turn into Helen when drunk. I'm not..."
What the fuck? No one's offended.
Kind. Well, I'm not going to be offended. It's not about me, is it?
But that feels like, oh God, I've got a problem. I've turned into a Helen Bauer when I'm drunk. In what way?
She's got arrested several times.
What the fuck? Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Have you been arrested before? I've been in the back of I've been in the back of a police van.
You have, haven't you?
Yeah, but I haven't been arrested. Yeah, at an M&M concert.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your uncle took you to it, didn't he?
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah.
How do I know this?
I probably said it on a podcast.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of your podcasts.
Oh,
yeah.
And she's just regurgitating material.
I'm a husk, Fatty. I'm a husk.
The circuit.
No, I've never been arrested. I'm really thinking now. No.
I got caught shoplifting, but I didn't get arrested.
You're a fucking criminal, bro.
I am. I'm a criminal.
Where's my bag, man? I need to watch this bitch.
Don't worry. I've hung... No, where have I put it? It's there, yeah. Wait. Go on.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm normally quite a reserved person. Friendly, but not too outgoing. But after a few drinks, I'm telling everyone about my hygiene routines, my rocky relationship with my mother, and the mole on my left labia.
Oh, wow.
I don't have a mole, it was a cyst, but carry on. Yeah. It's drained now.
I think I'm scaring people off. Is there anything I can do?
Scaring people off from what?
From being amazingly open and delightful and sharing news about yourself with people.
I mean, I'm going to try and step into Catherine's role here. Give up alcohol. If you're worried that your behaviour is changing and you don't like yourself when you're drunk, why not drink?
But what's not to like about someone who shares?
Well, obviously they think there's something severely wrong with being like you.
Is the problem more how do they get over their like post going out anxiety of like, oh, I've shared too much? Maybe that's more.
I know that because I do overshare. Like I used to more when I was younger. Now I'm older, I don't do it so much. Like now I'm able to be like, even if like, you know, when you're like, I've had it a couple times recently when you're in like comedy car shares and like you can see it going away when they're talking about someone and you're like, I'm not having anything to do with this.
Yeah.
And you just go like, I'm just going silent, right?
Yeah.
Not you, Andrew. I know we had a comedy car share at the weekend.
But like... do you feel when I go silent, I feel like I'm suspicious? You know what I mean?
Have you like ever been called out for it? Like, oh, so-and-so's gone really quiet.
No, have you?
I have, yeah.
What, is this in the car share?
Yeah.
Like, what are you like about gossip and stuff? Like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, I don't like gossiping, but the thing is, like, for example, say, like, you upset me or something, and then I said to Alison, oh, Helen really upset me. Like, that's not gossiping. I'm trying to, and then you...
Are you venting?
Yeah, venting, but then you would be like, oh, maybe... But then when
that's it's... That's different than that's, being like, oh, my God, I fucking, like, this person, do you know that they told me about this really personal thing about them? I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know because I won't be able to control my face when they tell me that, when they tell me it individually, and I've got to be like, oh, I'm so surprised. Like,
my favourite type of, like, comedian gossip is, like, whose parents are
rich.
That's
most of comedy concerts. And it's never a surprise.
No.
And, like, you have a guest who got bought a flat and it's like, yeah, no, yeah. I could have guessed that. I just hadn't.
And that's not harmful as well because it's public knowledge. You could find, you know what I mean?
People tell you like people's relationship stuff.
Yeah, I don't
or like
that.
Oh, yeah.
Or so-and-so was crying about this or I'm like...
Oh, have you ever had someone be like, oh, so-and-so got a really bad review in something. And I'm like,
oh, I don't
oh
like
my
that.
God, no. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I know, because it's like, what, you read reviews, you sad bastard.
Right, that's literally my first response. Like,
you're gossiping on yourself.
You either Googled them and their name and review,
yeah,
which you're allowed to do only for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you read it, you fucking freak.
No, that is absolutely freak. That is like looking down someone's knickers.
Oh,
to me, I'm like, that is like...
It depends on the knickers, though.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Oh, I don't know. Because I think the older you get, the better you get at being like, oh, this isn't information that these people need to hear if you have fear the next day.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
I think
hygiene routines is always very attractive and funny.
Yeah,
hygiene routines.
And mum stuff is like, because people feel differently about their mums. So if you're being honest about it, then another person might hear that and they might be fine. I think keep doing you, hun.
Finding a good group of girlfriends that you can talk about the mother-daughter relationship and like interpersonal sibling relationships with is all really helpful. Because to be clear, your mum's also doing that with her group of friends about her tricky relationship with her mother and her daughter.
But
you
know,
I think the issue is doing it with people you might like. Sounds like they're doing it in like group, like people they might not necessarily know, be close with. So what I would suggest is maybe have a vent to people that you're close to and that respect you and will keep your confidence.
Alcohol with close friends, drugs with big groups.
No, or you could just vent. Vent before you go out and then go and get smashed and just dance and sing.
Oh, it's like a tactical wank, you know, like if a lad has a wank before a date so he's not too weird. You can have a tactical vent. You just ring up a like child line and you're like...
I think a tactical vent is actually really smart.
Yeah, that would be really good.
But also... Like, The shame of like having overshared something, if it's oversharing your own personal details, yeah, it can feel a bit cringe. But like, if the people don't like it, then they're probably not your people.
They're not your people.
Like,
and I
love oversharing with close friends.
I hate people that call out trauma dumping. Do you know what I mean? I don't like people trauma dumping on me. You're a human being. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know?
Trauma happens
in the world and people are going to talk about it. And you can either like listen to it or... But don't make that person out to be a bad person just because they've shared something.
I used to have a bit of material about how it was my favourite... part of a relationship when you become friends with someone where you try to out-tragedy each other.
Oh my God, yeah,
just
me too.
Being like, oh my God, like my mum's really tricky, my mum's dead. Like those sort of conversations.
God,
I loved them.
I used to live with a lady, we did comedy, and we would say such horrible things about our own sexual assaults to each other. It would just be like, bah ha ha ha.
But finding those people who like are on your level as far as like, I want to say all these things and get it out. And also, it is easier to do them when you're drunk because people don't do that big serious reaction. And obviously, like, these things have like serious like topics and it needs that serious reaction. But sometimes you just need people to go like, oh my fucking God, shot.
Yeah, like, that's it.
It helps.
Yeah. I think like either you be okay with it or get a new set of pals.
Yeah. Mm. I think you'd get a trauma group.
Yeah, nice. Do you know, that would be cool if there was like a, you know, like a book group, but it was just about your own trauma, you know, and you just read out your own diary. Get people to read out your diary for a month. No?
A diary group? I mean, who keeps a diary?
Well, like, if you knew you were going to go to this group.
Then you have to keep a trauma
diary.
That
is a bit weird, isn't
it? Do you want to start one between the three of us?
No, thanks.
You just see Fatia being like, this is terrible advice. Guys, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Okay.
But can you please tell our listeners where they can see you or hear you or find you online?
Yeah, yeah. You can see me in your dreams, baby. No, you can... Ain't my voice. Do you know, do you ever do... Oh, you might not have to do this, but sometimes if I'm making like phone calls, because of my name, I have to be posh. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hello, yes, this is Madame Fatia El Ghori, yes. Like
that's really amazing.
I know, it is, right?
El Ghori.
Yeah, you have to do it like that. And I was doing it to someone and they were like, that sounds more sexy than posh, like, because you have to be quite, because yeah, you've got a foreign name in it, you have to be fucking like,
I've never had to
listen, asshole, like that kind, but you have to be polite.
Fatia, yeah. El Ghori.
El Ghori. Yeah. You sound like the caramel bunny.
I do. Or the milk tray man, if he was a woman.
If he ever spoke, because yeah, he just breaks into houses.
Please, yeah. I really want you to plug your stuff.
So I'm going to do a tour. I got a tour called Soup. And it's good. It's on until May. I'm going to be playing like the Monkey Barrel and Glasgow Stand and Newcastle Stand, all that type of thing. And I've got this new podcast coming out of Poppy Hillstead that we haven't come up with the name for yet. But if you type that in about a month, hopefully it'll be up.
Or yeah, just go follow Alison on all her social media. Mm. I've like literally seen her earlier today. She's got all the tiles up with all of her tour dates on it. And then obviously her podcast will go straight on that. So just go follow her. If you don't already, she's been on it before. Mm-hmm. But we'll tag her in everything, as well as Fatia.
Yeah, so I'm doing my work in progress at the moment, which is called a Cockney Stacking Doll.
I saw a version of it. Was it this time last year?
Yes.
I fucking loved it. I was laughing so loud at the back. It was amazing.
Chaos, pure chaos.
It was, yeah. In all fairness, it was mental. But the ideas were really funny. But the performance was mad.
I was just threatening those people.
You really were. Know, it was mental.
It's wild.
I loved it.
That's what I do. And then I wonder why people are like, I can take you. Because I'm there like threatening to bust their head. But anyway.
In a really funny way.
So yeah, I'm just doing like work in progresses and loads of like other gigs and that. And if you go on like my Instagram, I've got a link there with all my gigs, where I'll be and stuff. And yeah, thank you. And that's
it. Tag them and everything. Yeah. So make sure you give them both a follow. And thank you so much. And join us next week when Catherine Bohart is back from filming for ITV2. Woo!
We could not make this podcast without you. We're so grateful to all of our producers. Thank you specifically to those in the executive land. Our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Morris, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and Grace O'Reilly. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you to our producers, who we love and respect so much, but I am looking at this list and there are still some names I'm not fully sure about. So let's just chuck in and hope for the best. It's Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Neil Redman, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Four, Tez, Anthony. Oh, no, wait.
What's happening?
It's not Anthony. It's not Anthony Conway, it's Anthony Conway. I was corrected recently.
What do I say?
We both say Anthony. It's Anthony. Apologies, Anthony Conway from the executive producers. Now back to what might be Anthony or Anthony in the producers. Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G or Gee, Dean Michael, Stephanie Catraccia, best guest I've got, Sophie Shivers, we don't know. Carrie Soothe, who knows? Charlie A, K3, Haley Vorf.
Or Worf.
Or no, come on, Vorf.
Or Worf.
Or Worf. Well, if it's Worf, Haley, put an H and an A in it. Thank you very much. And if you're not a producer, an executive producer, but you want to support the podcast, please leave us a review on Spotify or on Apple. Please go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The amazing Alex is doing so many great clips for us. Agreed. We want everyone to be able to see them. Give our videos a like. Follow us all on social media. Follow Trusty Hogs on social media. And thank you very much.
Bye.
Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.